1001, directed by A.V. Rockwell, won the Grand Jury Prize in the festival's U.S. Dramatic Competition. It's the story of a young, single mother struggling to raise her son in poverty.
It's sort of a very gritty, realistic, kitchen sink style movie for three quarters of its running time. And then you get to the ending, and there is just something that, like, it's like you're being, like, kicked in the guts by a horse by the twist that comes.
Scrapper, a British coming-of-age film, won the World Cinema Dramatic Competition. Who decides on the winners, and how do they do it? Nigerian-American filmmaker Funa Maduka was on the jury that picked Scrapper.
It was really, really hard. We had 12 films from around the world, and, you know, as a jury, we're all coming with our different experiences.
Chilean filmmaker Maite Alberdi's documentary, The Eternal Memory, carried away the jury Best World Cinema Documentary Prize.
Which is a love story, you know, an Alzheimer's love story. But in it, in this love story, it unpacks a really important political history of Chile and Pinochet's crimes. However, the politics is subtext to the storytelling, and I think that's always the best storytelling.
The process of judging films can be emotionally intense.
I mean, there were no fistfights, but we definitely had some passionate words about the meaning of film and what films need the award, what films don't, what films, you know, what rubric do you use to award?
Sundance, baby!
Audiences get to vote on their favorites too. Mstislav Chernov's 20 Days in Mariupol won the Audience Award for Best Cinema Documentary. And sometimes a small movie from a small country can really stand out. Like Maria Kavtaradze's Slow, for which she won a directing award.
I spoke with her after the award ceremony, and she said, "You don't know what this has done for Lithuanian film." And I said, "You don't know what you've done for Lithuanian film."
Altogether, 32 prizes were awarded at Sundance.
And so for 2023's biggest and most influential independent film festival, that's a wrap. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Park City, Utah.